Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Friday, May 20th. Today on Forbes, selling sports shoes for under $10 turned this shoemaker into India's newest billionaire. In a volatile week for its stock market, India has minted a new billionaire. Hari Krishan Agarwal, who is 66 years old and the founder of Delhi-based Campus Activewear, entered the 3-comma club after the stellar IPO of his sports shoes company. Shares of Campus Activewear listed at a handsome 23% premium to the IPO price. Agarwal's 74% stake is now worth around $1 billion. The $9 billion Indian footwear industry has spawned 3 billionaires in recent years. Delhi-based brothers Muskand Lal Dua and Ramesh Kumar Dua, who run the $350 million revenue Relaxo Footwear, which sells everything from casual sandals to formal shoes, and Rafiq Malik, who took his $107 million revenue Mumbai-based Metro Brands public only last December. Agarwal's tryst with entrepreneurship began in 1983 when he founded a sports shoe brand called Action. In 2005, he launched what he called Campus Sports Shoes for prices under $10. The budget pricing helped Campus make big enough strides to compete with global brands such as Nike, Adidas, and Puma, which sell sports shoes for upwards of $35. Campus's chief financial officer, Raman Chawla, says, quote, "He capitalized on the huge vacuum in the Indian sports shoe market, in the $10 to $40 price range." An April 2022 report by Gurgaon consulting firm Technopak notes that in fiscal 2021, Campus was India's largest player in the branded sports and athleisure segment, both in value and number of shoes. It has a 17% market share by value and nearly 25% by volume. Campus sold 13 million pairs in 2021, notching up $94 million in revenue. This was a slight dip from the previous year's revenue of $95 million due to the pandemic, but sales are marching upward again. Campus recorded revenue of $111 million for the 9 months ended December 2021. Analysts expect homegrown Campus to benefit further as sports shoes is the fastest growing segment within the footwear sector, and they reckon that demand for such shoes is well poised to keep rising. The per capita spend on athleisure and sports products in India is only $1.9 versus $33.8 in China and $227.3 in the US, according to Technopak. For full coverage, check out Anu Raghunathan's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.